got a nanny and a child. How do you build a world-class team? First, you have to find the right people. So thank you, Captain Obvious, Obvious, Captain Obvious, to fuck up your life device. Don't gossip, don't gossip, gossip about women who were
Trump card.
Get the Trump card, don't buy her first Burke either, because she already has too much money. Too much money, don't buy the book to burn it. Go to the library and burn it from there. Burn it all down. We often don't realize that while we're waiting for our lives to begin, they have already. And they're made up of all the decisions we make, big and small. Hey everybody, welcome. This is the Sparkcast. It is live here at the beautiful Spark Dispensary on Mission Street between 8th and 9th. I can never remember the number because I'm a terrible person. But we're here on the Sparkcast. We have great comedians tonight. We have Brian Lucette. We have Warhol Kaufman. We have Matthew Quirk. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. We're live here at Spark. Today, our product highlight is the Sour Lime Kush. We're going to be smoking the Sour Lime Kush. It is exciting. We're going to be talking about the new packaging laws. We're going to have our product highlight on the Sour Lime Kush. We're going to have our pot games. I'm so glad you guys are here for our podcast. Everyone else is here. We're going to get started in just a second with today's Sparkcast, July 2nd, 2018. It's amazing. We're all here at Spark together on a Tuesday night. We're here for the Sparkcast, recorded live here at Spark. What a fun time. We have great comedians to entertain you while you suck on those delicious vape bags. Yay, Volcano! Volcano forever! Yay! They're amazing machines. They make it work. We're here at the Sparkcast, live at Spark. People are buying the great new product. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit about the new packaging laws. It was very, everything like, what's happening now? Everything looks different. What are milligrams? Ah! Maths! What are we going to do? We're going to also do our product highlight. Today's product highlight is the Sour Lime Kush. We're going to be smoking that and talking about it. We've got comedian highlights, people telling jokes, people telling stories. And then we have our great game that's interactive with our whole crowd. And you can win this beautiful t-shirt.
We can turn it up.
There it is. This beautiful t-shirt. See, it says Spark on the back. On the front, it says, laughter is the second best medicine. And here it's Spark. And then it says, Spark has number one. Because we all know what the best medicine is. Yay! Yay! Delicious, delicious. Thank God that this is all happening. Anybody else paying attention to World Cup? I'm wearing dumb socks because I have caught the fever. The fever of the flavor of 27-year-old millennial men actually making their goals. It's very exciting. I love it. Here we are, crazy things happening here at Spark. Everybody, it's a really fun place. You get to come in, you sign in, you get your little vape just thingy, and you get your bag and your little brush. The brush so you can get all the good nugs. Get them out of there. Scrape out all that flour. I've always been, it's a flower, it's a plant. It's edible. What happened? Yeah. Here,
Brian Lucette, one of our comedians, Brian Lucette, he already got one of these things. You didn't set one up? We have to set up a vaporizer so that we can talk about our product highlight tonight, the sour lime kush. I already smelled it. I opened the bag, and it does smell super limey. I don't understand how, like, nature works, that it smells and tastes. How does it happen that, I mean, it's almost the same thing with wine, right? When they're like, it tastes like cherries. Right? But then it's like you get some weed and it tastes like banana, and you're like, how is this possible? It tastes like lime. It's a plant. It's not, I guess it's the same thing as basil. Like, there could be chocolate basil and, like, mint and all that stuff. Maybe, like, but how? Nature astounds me. Is it not, like, magic? It's hard not to believe in God at this point. You're like, how do you make weed smell like limes? This magic. Magic. Warhol knows all about magic. I like to smoke. This is something that happened to me this week, and I looked it up, and I don't know if this has happened to other people, but when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is smoke pot. Does anybody else do that? Does anybody smoke weed before they pee besides me? Okay, good. I'm not the only one. Good. So I wake up and I go and I hit the bong and then I go potty and then I usually drink a big glass of water and then I take another hit. And then sometimes I get really nauseous, like out of nowhere. And then I vomit a bunch of water. And I always thought, oh, I'm an alcoholic. Nay, there's this new thing we looked up on the internet, and it's called cannabinoid meiosis, something like that. And it makes you nauseous. And I read this article about this woman who, they ended up firing her from a modeling job because they were like, you're an alcoholic, because she threw up every morning. But it's something that you get if you've been doing long-term THC usage, like 17, 20, 25 years plus. And I thought I always just thought it's because I had too many IPAs the night before. But now I'm like, but it's a weird thing. They've been studying it now. Look it up. It's this crazy thing. Because I've been smoking pot every day all the time for like probably 25 years now. I don't know. Went from when I was 19. Let's do the math. I'm 44. Who's good at math? 25 years. I did it without even thinking about it. Oh my God, don't you love it when that happens? When you like you get an answer right and you didn't even know it was right, but you're like, weed doesn't make you dumb. No, I have 2 master's degrees. I promise it doesn't make you dumb. Although, it makes me think about things in a whole new way. Like I've conceptualized the world in a larger scope because of the joys and beauties of marijuana. I am so pro-marijuana. I am so happy that it's legal now and I don't have to hide from the stigma. Although my parents still hate me, but you know, that's because they were like, Vietnam's cool. It all goes back to the 70s. Yay. Hey, I'm done talking for a minute. Who wants to tell a story or tell jokes? You got a story. Hey, you know who's got a story? He's a hilarious individual. He's an amazing friend of the Sparcast. Hey, everybody, enjoy the fun story highlight from your first comedian, Warhol Kaufman.
Yeah. So I just wanted to shout out to Spark because they've been hooking it up for years, you know. And I'm from Maryland. So if you're trying to get weed in Maryland, it's not really the same thing. Like, I was home a while back, I saw my cousin. He showed me some app I didn't get at the time, I didn't understand. He was like, check it out. He was like scrolling through. It was just like a lot of butts, really. I was like, oh yeah. It was a photo app. He's like, oh yeah. You know, you can follow whatever you want, but I like AS. I like AS, so mine is a lot of AS. I thought that was pretty fun. He was like, tell me about California. So he came over and smoked me out, man. And I'm telling you, I can't go back to Maryland anymore. I've gotten dosed with PCP 3 times, but twice in Maryland. So he smokes me out, right? We're just in the car outside. Then I go into the house. I end up vomiting, like, all over my parents' bathroom, you feel me? I'm trying to clean it up, but I'm like hella fucked up in the head. I take my shirt off. I'm like using my shirt to clean up the vomit. They notice. And then they're like yelling at me. They're like, what were you doing? You're doing, drinking too much. I'm like, nah, just chilling with my cousin, you know? We were just kicking it. Oh man, the next time I got dosed with PCP, It was my other cousin at the hotel room that my brother got. This is right before I went to the psych ward. And apparently I ended up on the news because I flooded. They claim I flooded a whole level of the motel, but I was on the first floor, so I don't really believe it. Thank you. I don't believe it. But they say I was on the news, and allegedly it was $1,500 worth of damage. But this is what happened, see? This is what happened. I was trying to get my cousin a laptop, and I was on tour with this dude, and he was like, trying to stop me. He's like, we need it. I'm like, motherfucker, this is not your hotel room. My brother got this. This is not your laptop. Someone else stole this laptop. So I got mad. So I was like, I met my brother for the first time. He went and gave him a ride. Then I'm by myself in the hotel room. And someone had taught me that apparently you can do laundry in the bathtub. So I was like, all right, I need to do some laundry. I'm by myself. I got dosed with PCP. I just did a long walk where I tried to buy a Christmas tree. And then this little kid told me it cost $3,000. And I was like, oh, I'm fucked. I can't buy a Christmas tree. And then, you know, I felt like I was being watched, but only because they have drones that watch you from overhead in Maryland. Yeah, so then I was like, I'm gonna just be as normal as possible. Let me just walk very normal.
Everything's cool.
So anyway, so I'm in the room, and the lights are bothering me. I'm trying to turn them off, but I can't find the switches, so I just unscrew the light bulbs, and I throw them in the sink, right? And then that's about when I start trying to wash my clothes, but then suddenly there's like on the door, right? It's like, the police. And I'm like, I don't really feel like talking to y'all right now. I'm not wearing any clothes because I was washing my shit in the bathtub. And now it's all dark. So now I'm just like ducking down underneath this counter singing REM. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, right? And the cop's like knocking on the door. This goes on for 3 hours. So I drag furniture in front of the door so they can't get in. And after 3 hours, I'm like, okay, I'm ready now. So I open the door. I still don't have any clothes on. And I've forgotten that I'm washing clothes, so the whole room is starting to flood. Oh, God. Anyway, I went to the psych ward. Thank you.
Yay! The lesson of that story is only buy your weed from Spark. Like, only. You know what's in it with the packaging now. They tell you where it was grown. Like, you can't even. Don't ever, you know, you don't want to get that. What do they call it? Sherm? Ah, scary. Anyway, Warhol Kaufman with an amazingly enlightening story. I feel like we have an audience quorum, so we should do our game early tonight because we have a lot of. Do you guys want to play the game and try to win the prize? Yeah, the prize is this awesome T-shirt. There's also other prizes. Oh no, it's a quiz. We're gonna find out how much you know about stuff. So you'll like raise your hand and I'll give you tickets. Hold on. I'm gonna get the tickets. La la la, the tickets. La la la, get the tickets. Okay. So when you answer a question right, so I'll run over to you with the microphone and then you'll say your answer. And if you're correct, you get a ticket. And the person with the most tickets at the end of the game wins this amazing T-shirt, sponsored by Spark, because they're amazing. And also, second and third prize, I have these amazing buttons. One of them says Pride, and one of them says Trans, and they're beautiful. And these are other prizes. So they're made by my buddy Ant, and they're pretty awesome. Okay. Question. And everyone can play, even the people that work here. If you don't have a T-shirt yet from us, then there we go. Okay, question number one. What commonly used plant is related to cannabis? What commonly used plant is related to cannabis? And for an extra point, you can say how it's used. Chocolate is wrong. Sorry. What commonly used plant is closely related to cannabis? Yes, yes. Aloe, no, aloe is wrong. Well, hemp is part of, I mean, that's close, but I'm looking for something. Oh, over here. Hops, he is right. The answer is hops. Hops are a plant that are closely related to marijuana. Another acceptable answer would have been catnip. Catnip, yes. Catnip also very similar, not the same, but very similar. All right, next question. Question number two. Question number two, what team is going to win the World Cup? Question number two, what team is going to win the World Cup? I need you to raise your hand. I need you to raise a hand. Brazil is an acceptable answer. They are in the final eight. Anybody in the final eight was an acceptable answer. And France. Yeah, Uruguay. Oh, Uruguay. Uruguay is going to play France on Friday, and I'm going to be making crepes because we have a French buddy, and I want to impress him. He's going to, I'm like, yeah, we're going to make crepes. All right, this is question number three. This is old-timey because I've been watching this thing about Vietnam. All right. What is a lid, and how much did it cost approximately in 1970?
A dime bag.
A dime bag? What? A lid? But how much was it usually like? Not cost, but too much. A little too much. Because it was, some people say that it was an ounce, but it's actually not. Anybody else know a lid? Yes, Matthew Quirk.
It's the lid of a shoebox filled up with wheat.
No, that's not correct. It's not. That's a good guess, though. Is it? He says five joints. No. Should I tell you the answer? Do you know the answer?
Is it a quarter ounce?
No, it's too much, too. In the 70s, they used to call it a lid when you were buying weed.
An eighth?
Yes, the answer is an eighth. It was like a coffee can lid. And they would take it off. It was also sometimes they'd get their tobacco in a can. And if the full can was filled, it would be an ounce. But the lid was an eighth. So they'd take the lid off and they'd fill it. And that was what it was. It was a lid. There were no scales back then, I guess. I don't know how they, the 70s. How much was the lid? We tried to look it up and we couldn't find. I was just hoping someone would be old enough that they actually bought one back in the day. I thought one of you was going to answer that question. I don't know how much it cost. I was just being born. Question number five. Don't forget to raise your hand. Did I not give you the ticket? Oh my gosh, you need your ticket. All right, question number five. How much marijuana do you smoke per day? What's the question?
10 joints.
That's the right answer. Oh, God. It didn't matter. Anybody could have said any amount and I would have given them a ticket. It was whoever raised their hand first on that one. It's like, I actually thought about it myself. I'm like, how much do I smoke every day? Jesus. All right. Question number, we're gonna skip that one. This is a question that it actually requires your guys' help because I don't think we can answer this. What are the new packaging rules all about? We don't know. Can anyone from Spark come out and tell us, like, what's going on with all the new packaging rules? Is it, well, no, it's already been childproof. I mean, it's in two bags. It's a bag inside of a bag, and you can, like, mail it to yourself. But, like, what's with the new, because they had that fire sale last week, and then they had to have all these new packaging rules. So I'm wondering if anyone from the Spark staff can explain to us what these new packaging rules are all about. Like, do we have to know where it's grown? Do we want to know where it's grown? I guess we do. Certified. Does it make you feel better? So it makes you feel better as a consumer to have it tested, to know where it's from.
Mold on it. You want to have something that you know what fertilizers have been used on your natural drug. The government is actually trying to make a drug and make it cannabis-like, but it's not. It's not a natural drug.
So, like, keep the pharmacology out of it, but know what is going into it to make it naturally. Right, like, because you don't want to use, like, Monsanto chemicals. Like, that would be the worst, right? Like, they start spraying it with, like, weird things that kill all the boy plants or whatever. I don't know, people might actually like that. I have a theory, though, that we need the men. You guys didn't want to answer our... Do you guys want to talk to us a little bit about the packaging laws? Are you willing to do it? Cool. Yay, we get an expert. Yay.
So it just has to be in childproof bags. And they just want it to have new labeling so that we know exactly where it come from and all, everything that's inside of the new packaging or the new product. So that's the basis of it, just as long as it's childproof.
So has the childproofing made it almost adult proof? Has anybody complained yet that they can't get into it?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. It's adult proof.
So what we need to do is create like a spark scissors. Like you guys should make like a Swiss Army knife and make it in the spark blue and put spark on it so everyone can have a tiny pair of scissors to cut open their bags.
That would be fine, but then I'm sure something would happen where we would get blamed with the scissors.
Right, or they'd be like, they stabbed me with a spark knife, it's their problem.
And then spark did it, and we're like, no.
It's so, but you make a great point that things are crazy right now legally, and no one really knows what's going on, and the laws seem to keep changing every month about what regulations you have to have and what you have to comply to. And I mean, how are you guys dealing with that as a staff?
Dealing with it. Like once it comes in, we have to, you know, put the new product out and have to go with compliance.
100% compliance all the time. Yay, Spark, yay! Well, now we know about the new packaging laws. Thank you. You get a ticket. You win a ticket for participating.
Oh, nice.
Yay. Okay. Number 10. Name 3 active cannabinoids. Good. THC, CBD, CBN. Does anybody know what CBN does? Yeah, everyone's like, ah. Okay, so actually I learned about this. CBN's really exciting. CBN is when THC denatures over time, so it does it naturally. Like the plant takes THC and it when it turns into CBN, it's like, turn the plant off. It's time for the plant to die. So the same thing will happen to your THC weed. If you have a heavy THC weed and you leave it out in the sun and you let it sit there for a while, it denatures into CBN. Now what CBN does, it's like the nighttime stuff because it tells the plant to turn off, but it also tells you to turn off. So you don't get high on it, but you fall asleep like crazy times. So if you've ever been trying to use it specifically for sleep, like CBN, like look for it. Or denature your own THC and you can make it yourself. Because I don't think like, it's basically old weed has the stuff that makes you sleep. I don't know how God works, but whatever. Okay, next question. I'm sorry, I'm so talkative, it's terrible. It's this weed, it's this lime, it's this sour lime kush. It's made me talkative with its sativa dominant strain and its heavy THC at 20.3% or 203 milligrams. Max. How many active cannabinoids are there in marijuana?
100.
That is the correct answer. Yay! 100. So right now they can name 113, but we don't even know yet. We haven't. They thought it was 52. Now it's 113. We don't even know. They're just starting testing. So the magical plants. Yeah, it's like old. It's like I believe in witchcraft now because I'm like, were they just smoking weed back in the day? And I love cats. Okay, this question was going to be silly. It's what is your name? What is your quest? What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? What is your name? What is your quest? What is the average airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Do you know the answer? That's the answer. Is it an African or European swallow? Exactly. That was a Monty Python and the Holy Grail question, which goes into our next question. Question number 13. Name 3 movies that are significantly enhanced by weed and why. This is a 3-point question. Name 3 movies. If you can name one, I can give away 3 tickets. You have to name a movie that is significantly enhanced.
Matrix.
And why?
No, fast times at Rooster.
You can have one too, but
that's true.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Why does it make it better?
Everything. Everything about the Matrix makes it better.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Why?
The Red Pill.
Coming of age movie. You know, in high school, first time you smoke, live in a van. Why not?
Yay!
Another movie. Anyway, oh, here we go.
Big Lebowski.
Why?
Because it makes you understand how the dude feels. You live through him. You live the movie through him.
Yes, that's right. The dude abides. The dude abides. Absolutely. All perfect questions. Two more questions. So you guys got to get on your game. Let's see who has more than two tickets right now. Does anyone have more than two? Does anyone have two? We're going to see who wins the prize. You have two? You might be winning. All right. Question number 14. What is the name of today's product highlight?
Sour lime?
Yes!
Kush?
Yes! Sour lime Kush, you win! That's the name of the product highlight! You remembered, that's awesome! Yay! Woo! Okay. This last question is another technical spark question. We'll see if you guys know the new cool stuff we can do here. When can you smoke pipes and bongs at Spark?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 4:20 to close.
Yay! That's exactly right. Okay, all right, everybody, count up your tickets. Three, two, two, three, two, two. One, three, two, two, one. All right, so yay, winner. And then you guys get to choose between these beautiful pins that were handmade by my friend Ant. One of them is, he also makes them, he hand sews them. He also makes ones that are like little, filled with catnip for your cats, and they have little cats on them. They're pretty amazing. So yay. Thank you guys for participating. We're gonna do another comedian. He's a hilarious dude. You guys are going to love him. He's an old man. He's been doing this for a long time. I love some of it. No, he has. I'm sorry. I'm such a jerk. Like, I try to announce you in a nice way, and I still come off like a jerk. We watched the World Cup today. It was fun. Put your hands together for Matthew Quirk.
Can you really denature THC by yourself?
Yes.
I mean, that sounds kind of dirty, doesn't it? That doesn't sound like consent. My book. Well, that was unusually quiet. So anyway, guys, yeah. 420 is so played out. God damn it. It is so played out. It's not secret or cool or anything. Man. 420, it's not 2000 late. It's not 1990 late. It's 1980 late. That's how old that saying is. Man, 420, it's entirely played out. It's not cool, it's not secret. It's not even dangerous anymore. I mean, we can vape in the library around here, for God's sakes.
You can?
You can vape anywhere, right? Because it's not smoke. I mean, when I started smoking weed, it was like the only decade when it wasn't cool to smoke weed, the 80s, right? So I started smoking weed in the 80s. Back then, there was just weed or no weed. That was it. And now that the nerds have taken over cannabis, you got 50,000 different kinds of weed. Now it's going to be all, where did it come from? Indoor, outdoor? Was it partial shade or partial sun? Right? Did the lady taking care of it use her menstrual juices to help fertilize the plants? You know that's real, man. You know that's real. Is it on the labeling? Man, plus, let's talk carbon footprint, right, everybody? We used to sell it in bags, right? Reusable bags. Now you're putting it in these bottles with the can't open bags, and everyone just cuts open and throws away anyway. Plastic. Carbon footprint, man, that's an oil stain. Plastic. You guys are saving straws and throwing those bags in instead. We're going to start seeing pelicans choking out on those things, man, and ospreys all weighed down by those bags around their neck. You know it's true. Man, look at the way weed has changed, man. Who here remembers 1987?
A little bit.
The year America ran out of weed. Do you remember the great dry spell? Right after Just Say No? Oh man, it was terrible, but back then we used to be Homo sapiens, looking each other in the eye as we passed the joint around, right? And we used to save the roaches and hoard them for Sunday because they were special. You guys don't do that anymore. Look at you, you got your fucking vape baggies out and your nice little extra tray there for your used weed. You guys don't suffer for weed anymore. Now you're all a bunch of Homo sativas and Homo indicas, all vaping out on your individual pens. Lost touch with society. All Pokemon Go, walking off a cliff headlong into traffic. Stuck in a NAB app because you lost your ability to find your friends in a park. And what 420 does to this city, besmirches the poor streets with all your Uber drivers. And you get the munchies, so you order food through your Lyfts and your ways and your means. You guys can walk across if you want, it's all right. I won't make fun of how weed has totally jumped the shark. All nerded out. I mentioned that already, didn't I?
I don't remember.
I think I did.
I'm gonna give you a minute.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I started the first club in Oakland back in the 90s, back in the wild, wild west. And we used to have an alarm system that was hooked in that called into the police that would come when our club got broken into. And so when the alarm went off, the cops are waiting down there. They're like, yeah, come shut the alarm off. So I come through and I'm like, hey, you guys want to see the place? And they're like, yeah, why not? They come through. There used to be a law back then that if the cops ever had your weed, they could never give it back.
Oh, my God.
So they wanted to see what weed was all about, so I gave them each an eighth, and I was, like, describing to them the differences. They're like, I can't tell the difference. I'm like, yeah, but you can see there are differences, right? They're like, yeah, yeah, like you said. And then after I was done talking, I just reached over and I snatched the bags out of their cop hands and put them back in my desk drawer. And I was like, all right, guys, show's over. Let's go. That's right, man. I white privileged the fuck out of those cops. I took that weed right back from those fools. That's my story.
That's his story, sticking to it. Let's do the product highlight really quickly. Scotto, Jonathan, you smoked it. Come talk about it. Yeah, we can smoke another bag. I can talk about it for a second. We were smoking the Sour Lime Kush today in the product highlight, and it really tastes like lime. Again, I don't know how that happens. I'm super, like, and it's making me, like, super up. Like, I'm very, like, obviously, you can I feel, like, really up and really talkative, so that's good. I mean, could you imagine that they give me they're like, Pam, shut the fuck up. Today's product highlight's gonna be called Shut the Fuck Up, Pam. And I'm like, duh. That'd be a fun product highlight. It's hard for me because, like, all weed makes me happy. Like, I can smoke anything and feel good about it. Did you try the Sour Lime Kush? Oh, you like my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sweater. Yeah, Raphael with the scythes. It's old school. I found this at Buffalo Exchange, which means that, and it's hand knit by somebody's mother. So that means that some jerk kid like went, I know I got it for $8 too. It's like the best thing I ever bought for $8 at Buffalo Exchange. And it was hand knit by somebody's mom, which means that somebody's child just doesn't appreciate their mom at all. Like, I would have framed this. I would have turned it into a pillow. Like, it's, I'm like, really? You know what, if you don't appreciate your mom hand knitting this, or your grandma, it could have been a grandma. See, look at that. That's what this is making happen to me. Scotto Walker of Flat Black Plastic every Saturday on Mutiny Radio from 10 or from 12 to 2. What do you think about the product highlight tonight, Sour Lime Kush?
It is messing with my equilibrium. I'm noticing balance problems above my neck.
All right.
Bad problem, but differences, not problems.
All right, that was probably the best product highlight we've ever had. That was great. Brian Lucette, you're going up next. How did you feel about the product highlight? You didn't try it. Jonathan, we need to make a vape bag for Brian. He's on the show. We got to check it out. What are you, you tell me also, can you do two things at once? What do you feel about the Sour Lime?
It's good. It's flavorful. It's heady, but not so much as more body. It's
above your shoulders.
Above your shoulders. Heady. It's tasty, though. I like it. Limey.
Limey. Well, it's making me hyper. We're going to set you up with that. While we're getting ready for that, Scotto, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about Flat Black Plastic, your amazing show on Mutiny Radio? Is that okay? Is that weird?
No, I play records, and they're all records that you will like if you have good taste, and it's fun for the whole family if your family is the Manson family.
Fair enough. He has one of them that's so great. He has this record of Dune. You know the book Dune?
I'm playing a different Dune recording tomorrow.
Awesome.
Not the Sandworm one, the next one.
On Saturday from noon.
Library, from the SF Public Library. They have it.
And it's Dune. So it's Saturday from noon to 2, but you can also find the podcast on our website, Flat Black Plastic. But the thing is, he's got the Dune record, and then he plays other music behind it, and it's just like the crazy soundscape. And one of my favorite things, he had... the guy was talking about Mexican cuisine. What was that?
Vincent Price. Guacamole.
Vincent Price talking about Mexican food in like the 60s. And it's an amazing record, and he played it.
There's one more impersonation of Vincent Price on the Mexican food recipe LP. One time my friend asked me if I could put my banana near his melons.
Yes. And he also calls it culantro. He doesn't call it cilantro. It's so funny. I love a show, Flat Black Plastic, every Saturday, noon to 2. All right, your next comedian highlight. Did you get to smoke some of it? You're still working it out. You did. So when you do your stuff, tell them first what you think about it, and then talk about whatever you want. Everybody, comedian Brian Lucette.
Yay! Yay. So I just tried it. It was delicious. It tasted, it had notes of like marijuana, vaporized marijuana. It was very smoke-like when it came out. And it's going to destroy my story that I'm going to tell you. So it was good. It was delicious. It was actually very delicious. It was like maybe citrusy or I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it. So I've been smoking weed for a long time. I started when I was like a young teenager, like I was 13, 14, did that for a year, but then found God and became Catholic for 6 years, and then started smoking weed again when I was like 20 and I went to college. And every time I've smoked in my life, I just smoked all the time. Until like now, I'm like finally a responsible person. But when I started in college, I lived in Southern California in Orange County. I was going to school at Cal State Fullerton. I was skipping a lot of my philosophy classes pretty regularly. And smoking weed, or sometimes smoking and then going to class. And then thinking it was good for it, and then just not remembering anything. I smoked pretty regularly, and I also was experimenting with alcohol, although this one night, I went out to a party, and I was not gonna drink. I just smoked weed. And I went over to my friend's house first. We smoked there. And then I left my car keys and my weed in his apartment, which was fine because we were going to come back there. The problem was he also left his house keys in the apartment. So we went to this party. I actually was relatively sober. I didn't really drink anything. Smoked a little bit. But we came back to his house around 12:30 a.m. and realized that he didn't have his keys, I didn't have my keys, and I didn't have my weed. And so I was like, well, we're gonna figure this out. So he lived on the second in an apartment complex on the second story, and he had a balcony that came out over the parking lot. The balcony shot out, like came out like probably 5 feet, I'd say, 5 or 6 feet. And above it, there was a roof that hung down right over his balcony. And I was like, oh, I could totally fucking land this. If I just slide off the roof and just keep my body completely flat against the wall, I could totally fucking land in this balcony. Hope that the sliding glass doors open and maybe get my weed. And so we were like, I'm gonna fucking do this. I'm gonna do this. So we go find the fire escape ladder that goes up to the roof. Now the fire escape ladder started like 6 feet high. No, not 6 feet. It's probably more like this high is where the ladder started, but there was a metal bar over it, like a metal case over it meant to keep you from using it. It's like a security. So you couldn't get on until probably like 8 or 9 feet up. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, you guys are like at least 4 or 5 feet. I'm going to stand on your shoulders. And so we're like doing this climbing. Like, I'm not making it. Like, I'm trying to get above this metal bar. Like, fell down once or twice. And then the security guard comes up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, we can't get up there. Can you help us? And he's like, yeah, man. He comes. He's like, yeah, this makes sense. You got to get in there. You got to go off the balcony and get in and get your keys. Like, yeah, let me help you. And so he helps us. And finally, with three people pushing me up, I get onto this ladder. And then I'm climbing up the ladder to the roof. Meanwhile, it's like getting very misty. It's like a very romantic sort of night. Nice and misty and left a nice sheen all over the roof. So anyway, I walk over to the balcony, take a look. I'm like, oh, totally, I could do this. And then walk back to the top of the roof and then lay on my belly and slowly inch my way back to the edge of the roof. When I finally get to the edge of the roof again, I'm like, my feet are hanging off. I'm still very much in control. And I'm like, oh, fuck this, I can't do it. And then my friends downstairs are like, hey, you're not gonna make it.
Oh, and then
all of a sudden, I fucking slip and I'm sliding down the roof. Then my belt buckle, a heavy pewter Beatles belt buckle, catches on the gutter and I'm hanging off the edge.
Oh my God.
By my belt buckle on this like slightly wet roof. My friends are, I think, praying. The security guard's like, you're not gonna make it. And I somehow, like in that second when that belt buckle stopped my fall, I was able to get enough like momentum to just slowly like get my body back up. Like I did stay against the wall this time. I just like crawled up and then came back down. Had a really hard time with that emergency ladder, and then didn't die. And so I have a lot of fear around heights now. I'm very afraid of heights, and luckily, weed is a great way to treat that anxiety. Like, I take weed for my fear of heights all the time. Like, for example, I was into rock climbing for a second, and I did it. The first time I did it, I was frightened. I was like shaking, hurt my arms, and fell off the wall every time and just couldn't do it. I got in dangerous situations because of my fear. Then I was like, well, maybe I can smoke some weed before I go rock climbing. and it'll make me do it better. And then I did smoke weed, and then I stayed home. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'm way less anxious right now. This is great. And I didn't hurt myself. So anyway, weed is a really great solution to a lot of problems. And that's my review of that product. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Brian Lucette, everybody, is alive. That's amazing. That was scary. Like, trying to think of like a death-defying time. Every time it's been death-defying, it's because I've been drunk, so I don't remember it. You know what I mean? Like, when you smoke, you're too lucid, which is, I guess, a good thing. Then I don't hurt myself. Yay. Being too intimate on the Sparcast. We're finishing up the Sparcast of today. I want to thank all of our comedians and people that were here. We had Matthew Quirk, Warhol Kaufman, Brian Lucette. We had special guest Scott O'Walker from MutinyRadio.fm's Flat Black Plastic every Saturday from noon to two. By none, my favorite show on the station. Also, please come through every Friday. We have a great comedy show at 8 o'clock called Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse at Mutiny Radio. This is played live on the station on Wednesdays between 4 and 5 o'clock. So, and then it's also available. You can get it on iTunes, and you can download them individually if you like. So, yay, Sparcast. I want to thank Spark. They're amazing. Also, if I didn't mention it, their bathroom is like a day spa. Like, I just want to hang out in there all the time. It feels like Napa, you know? Like, when the water comes out of the faucet funny, and you're like, whoa, that's special. Thank you guys again for being here. Again, come by Spark. Get the product highlight. That sour lime kush is killer. Oh, before we end, I wanted to quickly go across. What was the new stuff that you bought? It's brand new. It came in a cool package. It was in a cool box. Bubble. Give me the package, honey. Let's talk about it real quick because we have like 2 minutes left. There was another thing that we got today. It's by Up North, your source for California's premier craft cannabis. It comes in a cute box, which I think I'm going to put stuff in later. Like, I don't know. But it looks and smells great. And I guess, I mean, people really took advantage of this new packaging thing to make things pretty. I don't know. I like cool glass canisters. Put your change in there. Looks great. I'm excited. So one of the new products, Up North. Oh, let's see. It's on the front. The other front. Oh, there it is. Humble old OG. We love the OGs. Yay. All right. Thanks again so much for being with us at the Sparcast. We'll see you guys next week on Tuesday between 8 and 9. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Sparcast, everybody. We're going to get started in just a second. We've got great guests tonight. We have Jade Terrio. We have Hunter Uniac. We've got Jonathan Moore. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. We're going to have Mark Neuer here. We're just live at Spark having a great time here on the Sparcast. Special tonight, we're going to be smoking the Island Sweet Skunk. Yes, yes. We're going to set up a vaporizer right now. Yay.
It's just that I don't have the tools in order to touch that. I'm going to see if I have something for you. I don't know if I have.
We'll make it work.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spark. Welcome to the Sparcast. I'm so glad you're all here. Yay. Yay. We're all here at Spark. It's so amazing. I just came out of the bathroom, and I feel like I was at a day spa. Like, what is going on here? This is nice. Like, am I high, or is this bathroom the best bathroom in San Francisco, right? It is a gorgeous bathroom. God, I've been getting so high. Has this ever happened to you guys? You get so high that you forget how your own shower works? You're a guest in your own home. It's like Airbnb at your own house. Where is the hot and the cold? Am I in France? Like, it's the hot, it's cold. Foie is cold. F is for cold. C is for hot. It's chaud. It's French. Cool. Who voted today? Yay! Did everybody vote? Is everybody into like voting and politics? I'm into politics, but I only want to deal with things that I can literally fix. As a stoner, I have a huge problem in San Francisco, and that is that there's only one In-N-Out. There's only one In-N-Out in San Francisco. This is a huge problem. This is the only solvable problem that we can do as a city. Like, what are we doing? We're all voting today for a mayor, and they're like, oh, we're gonna reduce homelessness, or we're gonna work about poo on the streets, or cannabis equity, or lower rents, or something. I'm like, I just want an In-N-Out. Can we get more than one In-N-Out at Zavolf? There's not even a drive-thru. Like, you just have to fight the tourists with the bat. How do we get our In-N-Out? You can't take a BART to get to Daly City to get In-N-Out. I am a consummate stoner. I need In-N-Out. I need In-N-Out now. And in San Francisco, I say cannabis equity. No, I say In-N-Out equity. We're a 7x7 city. We have one In-N-Out. What is happening? San Francisco, get on board. I won't be running for mayor. That happened today. But I'm excited that I hope. You still have time to vote. Nope, you don't. It's 8 o'clock. You've lost your privileges now. It's great, but it's okay. There, I mean, what was important? The only really weird thing on the ballot was like that E thing about, you know, like vapes or whatever. Well, the vapes. Everyone's weird about vapes and the flavored vapes or whatever. And I say, San Francisco, get progressive. Get progressive with. I mean, I want to see one of those hoity-toity, you know, like. Central Kitchen, it's $85 for a 5-course meal, and it's $145 if you get the paired wines. But if you get the paired vape, that's an extra $40. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have the foie gras on the hazelnut waffle with the sour cherry glaze without getting the maple vape. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, get your Sauternes wine. There's going to be a new job out there called a vapier, and it's just let the rich people... and just vape with their dinner. We're so cool. Yay, welcome to the Sparkcast. I'm so excited to be here. Tonight, our product highlight is Island Sweet Skunk. Who has smoked that in the past year? Island Sweet Skunk, we got a lot of fans in the house with a 21% THC, the zero CBDs. Excited. We're gonna get a volcano set up and we're gonna do some product highlights. Excited about that. We're also going to do some story highlights with our highlighted comedians. We have Jade Terrio. Yeah, Jade, just another disabled entertainer. That's what she calls herself. And Hunter Uniac, just another stoner that I know from comedy. What a great young man he is. Red-eyed and fluffy-faced. Yeah, he's found his $35 quarters. I don't know. We're not supposed to talk about other places. But yeah, this new economy is beautiful and everybody loves the weed. So we're going to be smoking we're going to get it set up for the Island Sweet Skunk. Excited about that. But we'll start with a story highlight. Do either one of you have a burning desire to tell a weed story? Of course you do. Which one? You want a Rosham for it? I don't know. Jade can Rosham with her eyes. Blink twice if you want to go first.
I'll go.
All right, Hunter Uniac, everybody. Yay! You're on this podcast. You don't have to clap. It's a podcast. It's okay.
Oh, we're so stoned anyways. I don't know if we can find our hands. It's great, though. It's great. Yeah, I'm 23 years old, so I'm still in that age where I just moved out of my parents' house. So I'm going to tell you about a story about my mom the first time she caught me stoned. You know what I mean? She's a fucking genius, dude, all right? Smoking word... weed after work, you know, drove home, came home with like my eyes hella red, and she noticed, you know, and like my mom's a fucking station agent at BART, you know, so she deals with these people all the fucking time, and just stared at me and goes, you're high as fuck. Didn't say anything for 10 minutes, just stared at me. In retrospect, probably 30 seconds, but first time smoking weed feels like 10 fucking minutes. You know, so I'm just staring at me and then goes, says, go to your room, comes back into my room, does the obligatory hour and a half of yelling, you know, which is like 5 minutes, you know, walks out my room, comes back an hour and a half later, I'm having a panic attack. This is the first time I've ever experienced anxiety while stoned. You know, I thought I had to go to the bathroom 5 times. Turned out I just had a fart. You know what I mean? Not okay. It just fucking happens to us. It does. First time smoking weed, I was 19. You know, SWAT kicks down my door right when I start to feel comfortable and think, okay, it's all going to pass over. SWAT kicks down my door and stares at me and goes, your favorite pizza is here. Fucking Zorba's all meat. Get in the kitchen now. Brings me to the kitchen. She got the fucking pizza, people.
Oh.
Yeah, she did. Extra large with everything I liked. And I was like, I fucking love you, Mom. But she proceeded to ruin the meal by staring at with me that with the you fucked up look that every mother gives you. You know, I'm just staring at you for like this. While I am currently experiencing the best amount of euphoria a stoner can get, his favorite fucking munchy food. I can't eat pizza. I can't eat pizza stone, people. She fucked that up for me. Like, any parent could just yell at their kid, you know, and then set them to bed and that'd be it. She fucked with my mind. She traumatized me in ways that parents shouldn't traumatize kids. Oh, I fucking love her. Oh no, I got her back. It was Mother's Day. So I bought her a little present. You know, first movie we ever saw together, Mrs. Doubtfire. You guys ever watch that movie? You know, with Robin Williams, who fucking love that movie. You know, I bought her because it was the first movie we ever watched together. But what she doesn't know, if you guys really pay attention to the story, it's a story about a failure as a father, dressing in drag, and then succeeding as a mother. So I handed it to her and I was like, step your fucking game up, bitch. Yeah, I got her back. Did I really? No, I didn't. It's okay though. No, no. I got a lot of weird weed stories. I've never told anybody this. I didn't know for like at least a year. So let's see how this goes. When I first started smoking weed, I used to have a stoner voice. You know what I mean? It was fucking weird. I was 19. I did not look like this. I was a little kid. And like, I used to talk like this. I swear to fucking God, I don't know why I did it. I could not fucking stop it. You know what I mean? Yeah, that sucked. It's weird when I was talking about like had a poop and like turned out it was a fart. First time I ever thought I crapped myself as an adult, turned out I had a wedgie on going on 65 in my Volkswagen Golf while stoned. It was horrible. All right. These are all like stupid. You guys know those stupid like stone thoughts where you think like something's mildly aggravating and it turns out it was nothing at all? Yeah, that's what I mean. All right, guys. You guys have had fun. I think I'm gonna give it to Jade right now. Get up here, Jade.
Hunter Uniac, everyone, loves his mother because she's a nice lady. Yeah, be wherever you want to be. We'll move the microphone to you. Be wherever you want to be. You choose your situation. Yeah, no, super excited. Wait, I'm wondering how much, have you been smoking medical marijuana for a long time? Do you get special privileges or does that? Mainly since college. How long ago?
Not abnormal. Yeah, I started smoking really hardcore in college. Can you play closer? A little bit? Oh, wait, no, that's good. I'm good. I'm just stoned. Okay. It's fine.
Okay, it's good.
Don't make it too perfect. Because I'm not. So I'm Jade, and I started smoking in college. So here's the story. I hung out with all the cripples, of course. That's right, college has a special department too. And they were great, we smoked a lot of pot. And I was in the dorm, and I shared a bathroom with another girl in a wheelchair who did not smoke pot. She was very, you know, all about her grades and Asian and, just kidding, I'm not racist. And I am racist. Get it? Because by saying I'm not racist, that makes me racist. So I am racist. I'm absolutely racist. My roommate reminds me every day. I can't, I'll try. This got off topic. So I had this roommate, she's very nice. Anyway, one day, me and all my cripple friends, there was one schizophrenic, one guy with cerebral palsy, so he was all spazzy. My girlfriend, that was her disability, she was my girlfriend. And some other guy who jumped into a pile of leaves and broke his neck. So Like, what a way to do that. The most fun activity, just being a kid, jumping in. God, this fucking idiot. So we were all in my room, and we were watching Pink Flamingo. You guys see that movie? Pink Flamingos? Yeah, we were high as fuck. There was shit coming out of an asshole. It was just...